KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky at 64 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In state news, the Iowa Department of Public Safety reports that a bank in southeast Iowa's Jefferson County was robbed Friday afternoon. The Pilot Grove Savings Bank in Packwood placed a call to the Jefferson County Law Enforcement Center at around 1:13 p.m. Friday, reporting a robbery. The suspect was described as tall and slender, a white male wearing a black hooded sweatshirt. The individual fled the bank and went east from the bank on foot. The incident remains under investigation by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Iowa DCI, and FBI. Assisting in the investigation was the Fairfield Police Department, Iowa State Patrol, Wapello and Keokuk County Sheriff's Offices. The mother of twin toddlers spotted wandering naked near a busy central Iowa highway has been given 2 years of probation. Dallas County District Court records say 19-year-old Jasmine Teed was sentenced Thursday to 4 years in prison, but the term was suspended. She was also told to perform 80 hours of community service. Teed had pleaded guilty to child endangerment. Officers were sent to a house along U.S. Highway 6 in Adel on November 2nd. Police say witnesses reported seeing someone herd the unclothed two-year-olds back into the house after they were seen near the highway. An officer entered the house and called out but received no answer. The officer reported finding Teed asleep in a bedroom. Police say the outdoor temperature at the time was 43 degrees. At least 10 Iowa communities are hosting Wear Orange events this weekend as part of a National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Megan Gentrop, an organizer of the Wear Orange campaign and the Omaha Council Bluffs Metro, says deadly gun attacks in schools and elsewhere have become too common across the country.
We found a lot of community members didn't know what to do, but knew we wanted to do something. So we decided to hold an event where the only purpose is to gather, get to know your neighbors, learn about more organizations in the community that are making us safer and also honoring those that we have lost to gun violence.
More than 350 Wear Orange events will take place across the country today, from concerts to picnics to orange walks. Gentrop says survivors of gun violence will attend some of the Iowa events, like the one at Lake Manawa in Council Bluffs.
We'll have families who have lost loved ones to gun violence to talk about that, because we do want to acknowledge that this is happening and we need to talk about it. And we'll also have activities for kids, family-friendly events. So we'll have board games, cornhole, we'll have giant Jenga.
And while the events are called Wear Orange, she says actually wearing orange clothing isn't a requirement.
Color options of any kind are welcome. Wear Orange is just a color we use because it signifies safety with hunters. And so we want to signify safety with the event and with everyone in our community.
Events are planned in several other Iowa communities, including Ames, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Dubuque, Grimes, Iowa City, the Quad Cities, Keosauqua, and Waterloo. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports no injuries occurred during a two-vehicle accident Friday morning. At around 11:50 a.m., deputies responded to the accident at 200th and Fernwood Avenue in Montgomery County. An investigation determined that a 2000 Ford F-250 pickup owned by Greg Green and driven by 30-year-old Jeffrey Scott Green of Malvern was westbound on 200th Street at about Fernwood Avenue. At about the same time, a 2015 Chrysler 200 four-door car owned and operated by 76-year-old Lawrence Leroy La Follette of Red Oak was westbound as well and had slowed behind a vehicle turning left onto Fernwood. As La Follette was getting back up to the posted speed limit, he was rear-ended by Green's pickup. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage to the accident. Damage to the Ford pickup was estimated at $7,500, while the Chrysler sustained about $8,000 damage. Jeffrey Green was cited for following too close and expired registration plates. Red Oak Fire assisted with cleanup at the scene. Sheriff's officials in Union County report a deer ran out of a ditch Thursday morning and collided with the side of a motorcycle and the rider. The accident happened on Highway 25 as 32-year-old Michael Matherly of Creston was traveling south on a 1997 Honda Shadow. Matherly was transported by Medic One to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. The Glenwood Police Department reported yesterday 33-year-old Troy Grindle of Glenwood was arrested Thursday. Grindle was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. They didn't provide any other details. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in Iowa news, Governor Kim Reynolds has taken action on a dozen bills, wrapping up her review of legislation passed by the 2018 Iowa General Assembly. Among the items tucked into the massive budget bill is a requirement that the University of Iowa Credit Union ditched that name since it's not associated with the university.
I don't think that that's unreasonable to ask for that.
That's Governor Reynolds. State payments to local schools plus state spending at the public universities and community colleges are outlined in the batch of bills that Reynolds signed into law Friday. Reynolds also approved spending plans for multiple state agencies, including the Department of Natural Resources and the DOT. Most state agencies will be operating under status quo budgets, although legislators did set aside an extra $2 million for the state's park system to avoid closures. Governor Reynolds did use her item veto authority to reject some legislative proposals. Republicans had voted to shut down a pilot program that supporters say is reducing the number of people who sit in jail while awaiting trial. Reynolds took action to continue the program through December 31st and then ordered the agencies involved to review its effectiveness. She said that she supports efforts to come up with a fairer system for people awaiting trial for nonviolent crimes, but the governor indicated legislators had raised legitimate questions about how the program works. The program is being used in Polk, Scott, and Woodbury counties. Linn County delayed participation after lawmakers started raising concerns. The governor vetoed one bill out of all the bills passed by the 2018 legislature. It's a bill that passed the House and Senate unanimously and dealt with how Iowa's stock insurance companies may split into two separate firms. Reynolds says a provision stuck into the bill would have led to more disruption in Iowa's insurance market by allowing a single person who is self-employed to qualify for group insurance policies. And there are three congressional contests on the ballot in Tuesday's primaries. In the 3rd Congressional District, Republican Congressman Dave Young of Van Meter is seeking re-election, and three Democrats are hoping they'll be selected to challenge him in November. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Cindy Axney of West Des Moines worked in state government for 9 years when Democrats Tom Vilsack and Chet Culver and Republican Terry Branstad were serving as governor. She and her husband run a digital design firm. Pete D'Alessandro of Des Moines has worked for Tom Harkin and Tom Vilsack, and he was state coordinator for the 2016 Bernie Sanders campaign here. Sanders has endorsed D'Alessandro and helped him raise money. Eddie Morrow of Des Moines is a former teacher and coach at the high school and community college level. He's currently president of a wholesale insurance firm that does business nationwide. Simpson College political science professor John Epperson says Morrow's last name is well-known in populous Polk County because his relatives have won office. Axney may benefit from being the only female in the race.
Well, I think she absolutely does. That doesn't necessarily mean she'll win.
And Epperly says D'Alessandro mainly presents himself as the Bernie guy.
You know, that's an interesting strategy, which if you look nationally, hasn't worked all that well in those places.
There's also a Libertarian candidate running in the 3rd District. Brian Holder of Council Bluffs is a Creighton Law School graduate who runs his family's photography business. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.